One thing I love about Pilgrim Camp is that there's no rush. Not like church at home, Sunday morning. Right? People get there, and we're going to sing, and we're going to preach, and we're going to make announcements, and sometimes there are special songs, and then time around the altar, and then the people have to get home because the chicken is going to burn, and they got to catch the bus, and so things move along. But here at Pilgrim Camp, no buses to catch, no chicken to cook. I think the ladies enjoy that part of camp more than the men, right? No dishes, no cooking. When we had women's retreats, they always enjoyed it more than the men in that way. Praise God. And so we can just be still in God's presence. We can let the Spirit guide us, and God will use this one and that one. Praise God. I've been trying to get the staff to testify. And, of course, everybody's welcome to. But we want to be brief so that we can give the staff a chance. I think they're usually intimidated by some of these testimonies. I can't talk like that. But we want to encourage them. And so if we're brief and we give time for the Lord to, sometimes it takes time for them to get the courage to get up. But it's worth the wait. And God does something for all of us when they do. I've enjoyed all those testimonies we've had so far. Praise God. Let's sing Nearer, Still Nearer. It's in our white book. 51 in our white book. This week without noticing the word heart. Do you notice it every time it comes up? Mm-hmm. Now, contrite heart. We spoke about David and Bathsheba in Psalm 51. Yes. Sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Praise God. Okay, verse 3.
Thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. We ought to pray for a young girl who was in the cottage and was not well yesterday, had to go to the doctor, get checked out, and she's very disappointed that she can't be in the cottage on this last day. And that's our brother Dimitri and Sister Irene's daughter. And so let's pray that God will just touch her, make her feel better, and touch her in her heart as well, and give her peace. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love the children, and you know what goes through their hearts and minds, and you know how to comfort them. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll touch this young one. We pray that you'll bring healing to her body. Thank you, Lord, that she's getting better. We pray that you will cause that to take place quickly, relieve her of any sore throat or anything that she might be experiencing. And we pray, Lord, that you'll comfort her heart. And, Lord, give her a happy day today and bless the time as they travel home, as many will tomorrow. Lord, just bless this family. We thank you for them. They travel all the way from Texas to come to Pilgrim Camp because they want to meet you here, and they want their children to meet you here. And you have been. You have been blessing, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we pray this young girl will not miss out at all. In her soul, we pray that today you'll work in her all day long and put your capstone upon that which you have been doing for her. We do pray for all of our campers today. This is their last day together. They'll have meetings. They'll be praying one for another. Lord, pour out your spirit today. We pray today will be a very special day where Jesus will be especially near to every one of them, that every one of them will break through into the blessing, the help, the grace that God has ordained to minister to them. Little ones in the cottage as well. Lord, you know what you want to accomplish in them and how it will affect their whole life. And so, Lord, let seeds go down deep and take root and bring forth fruit in your time. And we ask this all in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, I was looking over the congregation. Are you a congregation? I guess so. And I see Erin there. Her dad used to be in my youth group. And I run across a lot of children of people that I knew when they were their age, their parents. And it's such a joy to see the next generation following on, loving Jesus, learning to serve him, volunteering at Pilgrim Camp. Praise God. And sometimes we've had four generations on the campgrounds, right? The great-grandmother, the grandmother, the daughter, the granddaughter, or however that worked, I lost count. Great-grandfather. That's Brother John. In more ways than one, I'm sure. Praise God. And that's what the Bible tells us, that one generation shall praise him to another. And the older generation, they're not done. They're supposed to show the strength of God to the next generation. Praise God. We prayed for the grandmothers last night. Or maybe yesterday morning. Grandmothers that take such a loving interest in their grandchildren and make sure they get them to church and pray for them and get them up to camp. Praise God. I was talking to a young lady in the cottage, and she said, "Brother Kenny, you were seeing if we could spell day. I love him better every day, and abide. Close by your side, I will abide." She said, "Well, I know bigger words than that." And then she said, "I am a C. I am a C-H. C-H-R-A-C-I-A-N. That was your granddaughter.
I know. When you said that, I knew it.
Yeah. And I didn't realize it was until I saw the picture that you sent me. Very cute. Yeah, lovely. Praise God. Oh, so many happy times at camp. And for years, people will talk about their experiences at camp. I love when I go out to visit Lily's dad and Danny Schreck's and Sarah, their kids come over and we're together. Inevitably, there's conversations about Pilgrim Camp and what happened there and what the Lord did for them there and who they worked with and friends that they made. And you carry that with you the rest of your life. So if you're going to carry it the rest of your life, make good memories instead of bad ones, right? Praise God. But we don't realize that these days of seeking God are so significant, and really our future is very much determined by things, choices that we make here. The other morning we called on God because we realized that the things that God is dealing with us about, to surrender to Him, they may seem small to us now, but He wouldn't be dealing with us about it if it wasn't significant. And God, who sees, you know, years ahead, knows where this thing can lead us. You know, my brother was a smoker. And I remember as a teenager, he would sneak the cigarettes. And when parents found out, they got on him. They made him join the track team. That was punishment enough, right? And but he always, he never gave them up. And he always snuck a cigarette here on the track team. He'd sneak a cigarette. And it affected his lungs very deeply. And he passed away a few years ago. And I saw him suffering. I don't know if he had emphysema or something. He was trouble breathing and just wasting away. And I looked at him and I thought, Richie, that's what Mom and Dad were trying to save you from. You didn't see it at the time. They were just mean parents that didn't let you do what you wanted to do. But if you would have obeyed them, you wouldn't have ended up in this situation. And I think it's the way with the Lord, too. Sometimes the Lord tells us, don't do this, leave that, give up this. And we struggle with that, and we rebel, and that's not fair. But God sees far into the future. And sometimes we see people that didn't respond to the Lord and how their life ended up. And then we say, that's what God wanted to spare you from. And so we ought to look at it that way. You know, all of God's dealings with us is because He loves us. And we might not always understand His restrictions and so on. But we have to trust Him. Lord, if you see this needs to go, then help me to give it to you. And when God takes something from your life, He puts something better in its place. God doesn't create a vacuum in your life, but he makes room for more of Himself, more of His blessing. I found that to be the case. And so I thank God that God's been speaking to me while I'm here at camp. You know, I usually try to be the last person in the meeting at night. I like to be there with you and having faith with you. But really, I'll let you in on a little secret. It's not because I'm trying to be a good minister. I need to be there. And I sit there and I say, thank you, Jesus. I needed this refreshing. I need to spend more time in your presence. At home, we're busy. And we spend time with the Lord, but there's something about camp where you can just sit in His presence. Yesterday afternoon, there were three of us here for about 2 hours just waiting on God. And I was so thankful. So when you see me sitting there, don't say, oh, what a good minister. Brother Kenny is standing by our side waiting till the bitter end. But pray for me and say, Lord, bless him. He needs it more than I do. Okay, so anyway, where's Cassie? Cassie, she's working hard, right?
Babysitting.
Oh, she asked me for a song. She said, could you sing this? Could we sing this song? I'll save it for tonight. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Anybody have a song you'd like us to sing? Yes, Stephen.
Joy unspeakable, full glory.
And the half has never yet been told.
Yes.
All right, let's sing it. That's in our hardcover book. Sister Gerda said the Chinese people used to call that Peter's song because it comes from a verse in Peter that even though you don't see him, yet you rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Once more, Paul?
4:46.
Brother Paul, thank you. Thank you. I didn't put my hearing aids in, so I only heard two of the three numbers. You know, my wife, the kids told me, Dad, you need hearing aids. And I said, I didn't think so, because I have conversations all the time. I think I'm hearing everything. Sometimes I don't hear the whole sentence, and I haven't asked them to repeat. And they said, no, you're always asking, what was that? I said, I don't want to get hearing aids. I don't want to look like an old person. They said, you want to look like an old person or you want to act like an old person? You're acting like an old person by saying what all the time? So I got my hearing aids, and I like them now because they also serve as earpieces. I can talk on the phone through them. I can watch something on YouTube and listen. And so now I have my hearing aids, and my family talks to me. And it's even worse now because I don't hear them because I'm listening to something else. And they said, Dad's probably listening to something. Dad! So, anyway. I have found his voice complete. He supplieth every need. As I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free as free. It is unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, all that has never yet been told. I have found His pleasure I once craved, His joy and peace within. But a wondrous blessing, I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable, full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable, full of glory, all that has never yet been told. I have found the Hallelujah. Jesus, in your presence. Teach me to live in your presence. Oh, hallelujah, all the time. I acknowledge you, Jesus, in my heart this morning. You're in our midst. Hallelujah. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you so. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. If he is, then sing it again. Jesus is precious. He is so precious. Jesus is precious to me. He is my Savior, Lord, and my Master. Jesus is precious to me. Valuable. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We have a lady with us this morning, our sister Stephanie. She comes from the church in Canarsie, and we're very glad she does. She's one of those grandmothers we prayed about last night. She brings her grandson Nicholas to church, and she's been very faithful to the work in Canarsie. And what I like about Stephanie is she sees things that need to be done in the church, and then she doesn't say, you need to take care of this, and you need the carpet cleaned, and you need to do the garden. She sees it, and then she does it. Do you know we appreciate that about you, Stephanie? You're a rare breed. Not everybody's like that. A lot of people can see what needs to be done and what I need to do, but Stephanie's been a blessing, and she's seen things and taken care of them, and we're all the better for it. Well, she wanted Nicholas to get to Pilgrim Camp, and they couldn't come for the 2 weeks, and she had never been to Pilgrim Camp before, right? But she came up and volunteered to help in the cottage, to be with her grandson, make sure that he would adjust well. So I asked, could you tell us a little bit, what's happening in the cottage? Good things, I hope, right?
Yes, it's a good experience, you know, and especially to see the little ones praising and actually holding up their hands, you know, while they're praying and singing, which I don't do. I usually do like this, so, you know, they embarrass me in that way. Mm-hmm. They talk about the Lord, and, you know, Sister Beth asks them what they think or to pray about something, and they have, you know, they'll just pray, you know, about something, even if it's something from home. So it's really refreshing to hear and see at such a young age that they, you know so much about the Lord and speak about Christ, and I'm hoping that Nicholas would get to that stage at some point. You know, Pastor Ken, no, he's a fidgeter, you know, and he'll, but you know, they're really, that's good, and it will stay with them as they grow up and, you know, on the right path. Amen. With guidance from their parents, you know, and God. And Sister Beth, she's really good with the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
Thank God.
Yes.
Really. Thank you.
Praise God. Can't start them early enough, right? Amen.
Yes.
If Jesus could lay his hands on infants and bless them, I've often wondered about that when I do baby dedications. What kind of blessing does Jesus impart to an infant. But I think it has something to do with the softening of their hearts. Maybe he sets a desire in them that as they grow, this desire for God, this openness to the things of God, grows with them. I would think so. And sometimes we've seen a lot of babies on the grounds lately, mm-hmm. and a lot of little children, right, that too young for the cottage, but they're here in the presence of God. And we're believing that even these ones, God is doing something for. Praise God.
In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. In thee.